When Peruvian Park Elementary Principal Ruth Peters holds faculty meeting on Tuesday, she says she doesn't know how long the meeting will last. It's the first meeting back after a long summer break, but she says it's just too hot in the building to ask anyone to stay.
I actually am making a little fan for him, just kind of as a welcome bag, but, you know, they might want to fan themselves, but we'll have fans in there. And, you know, the bad thing is I've got so much information that I don't know how long I'm going to be keeping them, but I already think, boy, we may be just exhausted by noon.
Peruvian Park, which is in the Canyon School District, is one of a dozen schools out of 44 in the district that does not have air conditioning. Peters says her school works to keep the students as comfortable as possible by allowing them to bring water bottles and equipping each classroom with large fans. But she says the district has made it clear that there is not any funding to get air conditioning for her school until later down the road.
It's not that they're saying air isn't a possibility. It's just when you look at our building and with the changes that are happening, they've designated money for specific schools, and unfortunately we're not on it.
Peters is talking about a $250 million bond that was passed in 2010 that will allow 13 schools in the Canyons District to be rebuilt or renovated. However, Peruvian Park is not on the list and will have to wait until more funding can be appropriated. Jeff Haney, spokesman for the Canyon School District, says they often take calls from parents who want to know what the district is doing about the hot schools.
Many parents do call the district offices to express concern, and they say, hey, my child's too hot. What's being done about this? And we can tell them about the renovation and construction plan that we have. And so we did want to make sure that we were spreading the message that we are aware of the issue, and that we have a plan to address it.
Granite School District, the largest in the state, is also in the process of air conditioning its schools through a bond passed in 2009. Spokesman Ben Horsley says out of the district's 61 elementary schools, there are only 18 left without air.
The health department requires school districts to track air temperature in the classroom, and we were finding that a majority of our classrooms were experiencing temperatures of 80 to 90 degrees in certain times of the year. And obviously that's not an environment that's conducive to learning.
He says Granite is working to get the rest of its schools upgraded before the end of this school year. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.